Very good morning to you. This is Westside Radio International from Dublin, Ireland, broadcasting on 6280 on the 49-metre band shortwave. And we're here once again. It's 28 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this morning we're going to bring you a special, the Captain's News, which is broadcast on Sunday. So don't forget and stay tuned for that. As promised yesterday morning, I said I would put it out for you today. So stay tuned. We're going to play a few records first, and then we're going to put out some of the Captain's News. In fact, a whole lot of it. Okay. I'm going to play some music in the meantime.
In society, you're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
That's called I'm Not Your Stepping Stone there by a band called The Monkees way back in the year of 1966 for you. Yes, feeling a bit groggy this morning. We're doing all sorts of things, rooting around for records and things in the number one studio, believe it or not. We're in number two studio at the moment. And I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. I think I have a copy of that by The Flies somewhere, but God knows where it is. The place is in an absolute uproar here in the studio. There was someone looking for that a few weeks ago, actually. I don't know where The Flies one has particularly disappeared to, but I know it's somewhere around the place. And I just can't put my hand on it at the moment. But we have the box here beside us. And a lot of singles, of course, with no covers on them. Naughty, naughty, of course, but yes, we tend to get out of hand a little bit. But anyway, here's The Gun for you, and this is called Race with the Devil.
Thank you. Yeah, but I got the fresh stuff, you know, the fresh. all the rhymes the same, we'll have you stomping your feet.
Cause we're bad, we're mean, we're supreme team. And when we're rapping on the stage, we create the scene.
A light tear the house down, let's make the roof rock. Make the B-boys break, make the popping beats pop.
And no, we won't stop until we're known as the professor, magicians on the microphone.
And we're fresh, we're the best, don't need no test. We're here to give you what you want and nothing less.
That's a beat, that's British, and I rap to blow your mind. Hip-hop is the craze, taking over the time.
Rapping music there for you here on West Side Radio International. I don't know who that's from, actually. It's breakdancing there. Well, you're tuned to West Side in 6 to 8 0 in the 49 meter band shortwave, and this is a very good morning to you. We're going to play this record before we go into the Captain's News, which was broadcast on Sunday. Yes, I don't know whether anyone else put it out in the shortwave yet or not, but it was broadcast on Sunday at 1:30, so we're going to play that for you in just a few minutes. Here's Santana, and this is called She's Not There. Well, there's the Zombies. Hey, that's Santana there for you. That was also recorded by the Zombies way back in time there. And, of course, that was released in 1977 there from a band called Santana. You're tuned to Westside Radio International 6280. I'm sure you're standing by for this news that you mightn't have been able to pick it up there on the shortwave there on Sunday afternoon because of conditions. But even though with that power that the captain's pushing there, about 500 watts there on the shortwave band, you should have been able to pick up some of it. But anyway, we're going to rebroadcast it here, and John Dean is introducing the captain on the airwaves there. So here we go, a bit of music before that.
Yes, good afternoon. We're coming up to 25 minutes to 2 p.m. This is John Dean. I'd like to introduce you now, Captain Cook, the managing director and owner of Radio Dublin.
Just what makes that little old lamp think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't.
Captain has disappeared on that particular tape. That's their version. Sounds drastic, doesn't it? Well, they must have had it on the tape machine in the background, but I thought he had the original copy, but it must have went missing on him. Some of this was recorded before it went out on air, and some of it live as well.
Radio Dublin, broadcasting on 1188 kilohertz on AM. We're on 104.7 FM stereo, 105.3 FM and stereo again, and 6910 kilohertz on shortwave. It's about 1:30, just after 1:30. It's Christmas Day 1988. And it's station news time. Last station news of the year, and possibly our last station news. Not too sure on that as yet. Some of our older listeners will probably remember station news. It used to be a feature of the station every Sunday, around 1:30, sometimes even 2:00 it started. And it ran for years on end. Just dropped off a few years ago, listenership on radio changed. All sorts of things came up and this station news dropped off. But this particular Christmas day, we're heading towards a close down in radio right throughout the country. Come another 6 days, all local radio stations will be gone, whether you like it or not. The material, Mr. Ray Burke, our Minister for Communications, or as as one of our disc jockeys put it, minister for cremations is getting rid of local radio. Well, radio stations, they simply have to close down or face fines of £20,000, 6 months in jail, or both. So what can they do? The number of stations prepared to soldier on in spite of this legislation is just one, I'm afraid. Nobody else willing to go on. So Radio Dublin is about the only thing you'll find on the wave bands on New Year's Day next. And on top of it, to add to that, you won't find us on FM. FM will be reserved for later. We're bound to lose an odd transmitter here and there. But from the 1st of January onwards, medium wave only reception around Dublin and a little outside it. That's all we can offer, I'm afraid. We need a bit of help from listeners at this point in time to see can anything be done to get an extension on this deadline of 31st December. Everybody is supposed to be gone by then. I suppose some have the impression that radio stations are just closing, like that's the end of it. Some have been on to politicians, anyone and everyone, government departments, civil servants, to see can anything be done. And I've lost track of the number I've written to. I haven't got a reply yet, I'm afraid, but I'm sure someone will eventually write back to me to tell me why we can't get a short extension. Next year, what the government intend doing is giving out licenses. Now, when the licenses are going out, or just when these new local radio stations are to start, nobody seems to know. There have been dates put down as being March, June, August and September. And I think we could switch off the background music there for a change. We have our Taoiseach talking in the background. If you don't believe me, we'll put the microphone over and have a listen.
Welcome another general election, only 8 months after the last one.
Well, no, that's not actually Charlie Haughey talking in the background. That was one of our political ads back in 1982 when everyone in politics was using Radio Dublin to promote themselves onto the election platform. Some got in. I think most we had on air with interviews, ads or whatever it was. They made it all right. The ones we didn't want along, well, they departed. That was the last was seen of them. You remember people like Conor Cruz O'Brien, used to be the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs. Didn't like us at all back in 78, 79. A forgotten name in politics these days. Well, at the moment we have a Mr. Ray Buck from North Dublin running the Department of Communications, and anyone that's been on the phone to him says the same thing. He's impossible to talk to, very abrupt, no such thing as extensions and all the rest. The pirate stations have to go, although he did back down with the pirate television lot in the west of Ireland because for votes, more than likely lose too many votes over there if things were done wrong. But local radio, that doesn't seem to matter. Might matter to listeners, but to the government, I'm afraid not. You've probably heard Ray Burke's phone number going out there fairly well non-stop during the week. It's his home number, actually. So if listeners are out there listening and you want to help along the line, perhaps a little extension of this December 31st deadline, not especially just for Radio Dublin, whatever your station. No harm in ringing the man, let him know what you think. If you feel that radio station should be left to continue until a license is actually given out, well then, why not give the man a ring on the phone? His home number, 401-734. If you miss it this time round, forget the number or whatever, it'll be on the air all week. And who else is there? Charlie's number is in the phone book, so you can't miss that one. He's the only TD, as far as I know, with his phone number in the book. Most of them have it ex-directory. They don't like to be contacted once they get into office. They sort of forget about why they were elected. Another man you might like to give a ring, he's our Minister for Labour at the moment, Bertie Ahern. A good man in politics, there's little doubt of that. But he doesn't seem to realise the number of jobs being lost with this radio business closed down. You take Radio Dublin alone, we've 22 of a staff here. And come New Year's Day, I'd be lucky if there's one of them with us. A month ago, of course, there was a lot saying they would stand by and work wonders, they do this, that and the other. But as the time approaches, the numbers get smaller and smaller. Same with radio stations deciding to stay on. The numbers are just about nil. Before I forget, Bertie Ahern's phone number. Well, you get him at home, it's the handiest place to ring any of these people. 374267. And you might wonder, how on earth do we dig up these phone numbers out of thin air? They're not in the phone book, they're all ex-directory and all the rest. If you ever want to contact your local TD, if some problem, even outside of radio, if you ever want to contact him on the phone, or write to him, you can write to his home address. Drop into Easton's in O'Connell Street, and they have books there on politics, and if you come across Irish Politics Now, it gives a this week guide to the 25th Dáil. Everybody in Dáil Éireann is listed there. How they came to office, where they went to school, where they were born, how many they have in a family, the lot. Very interesting reading. So, if you really want to catch up in politics and you want a few TDs to ring around, Easton's in O'Connell Street is the place to go. Irish Politics Now is the book, and it's in the political section. A small little shelf with not too many books on it, but there you are. Now, radio, what is going to happen? Well, all I can tell you is that everything in the city here, as far as I know, and practically everything in the country, is closing on December 31st because of the fear of fines of £20,000, the chances of being locked up in jail, which nobody wants. And all any station is asking anyone to do out there in the way of a listener, whatever station you support, perhaps you'd like to ring Ray Bourke and see if an extension can be granted. A short extension, I've tried it, no luck, no good at all, it's a waste of time. But the more people, the better, that do something like that, the more there is a possibility of an extension. I think at this stage the government don't want to back down. I've been trying for the past few weeks now to get some kind of compromise where we're allowed to continue on either FM or AM for a couple of months until the license situation is straightened out, and it's known that somebody has a license and they're about to come on air within a week or a month or whatever. Then, if that happens, sure, then it's time for Radio Dublin and any other station on the air to depart. So, when we don't want to actually stay there forever and say, here we are, that's it, you'll have to put up with us. No, if a licensed station comes on air, it's time for Radio Dublin to go. Even though we've been here 22 years now. Long, long time in radio. Not that I've been there 22 years. Been there since 1974. It's long enough. I'd like to actually take a break from it and all the rest, but I'd like to go out under normal circumstances and not be more or less pushed into it. And that's what it looks like is happening. Close down or else. And no compromise, so it's a case of battle it out, stay on the air and see what happens. terrible attitude to take, but that seems to be the only way of getting anywhere with it. We won't, as I said, stay on FM. We'll be departing the FM waveband on the 31st and just staying on medium wave. After the 31st, there are several possibilities. The most likely one, of course, is the Department of Communications, Gardaí, and a few more coming along, seizing the equipment, taking it all away, and there'll be a court case after it. Your station will be off the air then. But, well, it should take us an hour or two to get back on air. But at this stage, we'll be going back on to FM. One frequency, I'm afraid, on FM. That's if we are actually raided. And I'm assuming at this stage that that will happen, because politicians are all on holidays. They're on holidays till the 24th of January. They take a long break, and simply the dial simply isn't there to do anything. You might be able to contact all these TDs at home, but they won't be able to bring in any amending legislation to allow us to continue along for a little while. So take it for granted at this point in time that everything closes in 6 days' time. Pity, but there you are. If you'd like to try and start it off, as I said, give Ray Burke a ring, maybe something can be done. He won't appreciate your phone call, I'm afraid. This phone has been fairly well jammed up for the past week. 401-734. And, well, maybe you'll get some idea of what's happening there if you do ask why an extension can't be granted. Now, what about the new licensed stations? What are they going to be like? The description of them I'm getting so far is not what you could repeat on the airwaves, I'm afraid. Well, if you take it that most of your local stations are running on reasonably high power on both AM and FM. Licenses going out early next year won't be for AM, I'm afraid. The government are to think about that at some later date. We don't know what this later date is, but it will be later, you can be sure of that. They'll give out FM licenses first go round. Two in Dublin, they've changed their minds again. It was four at one stage, then it was two, and then it was three, and now it's back to two. So I think they've eventually settled on two. Two stations in Dublin City. Each of them will have 40 watts of power on FM. To the ordinary listener, it doesn't mean anything. To anybody in radio, they would actually laugh and say, 40 watts? What on earth could you do with that? It's like trying to put a 40-watt bulb into Croke Park and try and light up the place at night time. It would be something similar to that. Most stations around the city on FM, if they're a good strong station, you take Sunshine, Q, ourselves, not too bad I suppose, Treble TR, Class and a few more, they're all running in hundreds of watts. The smallest is probably about 500 watts. If you take R2 transmitters, one of them running 400 watts, the other's running at 700. Some of the other stations with nice sites up the Dublin Mountains running either 1, 2 or 5,000 watts of power. Nice power and going fairly well down the country, but you can be sure of good reception around the city. 40 watts? Dear me, what will we have next? Well, that's what the new Commission on Broadcasting say with their application forms they sent out during the week and all the rest. That's the power being allowed to two stations in Dublin. They've laid out a transmitter site which is up on the top of Three Rock Mountain alongside the RT transmitting equipment. The aerial up there, but no matter what kind of an aerial you put up, 40 watts and that's it on FM. No medium wave, and well, I'm sure medium wave will eventually come along, but Lord only knows when. Well, of course, most people won't believe me when I say that it is 40 watt car that stations are going to have in the city. So if you want to check up on it, Department of Communications, Hawkins Street, I'm sure they're in the phone book there in the green pages in the ordinary directory. You can ring them. I've been on the phone to them, but you can be quite sure that that's the power being allowed to two FM stations in Dublin City. The stations Dublin 1 and Dublin 2, nobody has dared mention Radio Dublin 1 or Radio Dublin 2. We happened to be registered, I'm afraid. So that stops the use of the name by stations, no matter what happens. How will we fare out license-wise? It's very difficult to say just at this point in time, being a Sunday, and law libraries, solicitors, barristers and all sorts of people are all on holidays, and they've nothing of a concrete nature in the way of news for me as yet. So what on earth does the station here intend to do? Well, it does look like we will have to either go off to court before the 31st of December, or certainly after it. We will be off to court whether we like it or not. The snag being, of course, is that after Ray Bourque has realised that Radio Dublin are to continue on no matter what, he has said that those broadcasting after the 31st of December will not be considered for a licence. That did fairly well stop me in my tracks and left me thinking over the situation for a long, long time. I had already said we weren't closing, we'd prefer a compromise of some sort on it. Short extension up to the stage where people know a local station is going to come on air, but nothing came of that, as I said. So it was a case of, what do we do? Do we back down and say, no, we're not continuing on now, we'll sit back and wait and hope for a license? What on earth to do? That's the position I was stuck in there about a week ago. But as I'd said already, we were going to soldier on. We hoped for a compromise from the government, didn't get one, and well, that was that. Onwards we go. It won't look too bright on the license side for Radio Dublin. It did look bright, little doubt of that. Desi O'Malley brought it up in Dáil Éireann, saying that as far as he could see, Radio Dublin and Sunshine were about the only two that would be worth considering for a license. Well, I'm certainly honoured to be brought into that category, because there are certainly far more stations around. I'm sure there are more people deserve a license than Radio Dublin, but you can't say we don't try. We do our best. Sometimes it doesn't always work, but we do always give it our best anyhow. And we'll try to do that as far as we can into 1989. It won't be for long, I'm afraid, unless some of our court cases are successful. We'll hope so. Hope for the best. That's all one can do. And hope listeners out there will take it upon themselves to ring Ray Bourque, ring Bertie Ahern. I didn't repeat Bertie Ahern's phone number there. You'll get him at home anytime he's living down there in Church Avenue in Drumcondrin. His phone number 374267. Another one that'll probably go on the air non-stop all week. Just hoping that enough people will ring, enough politicians, to get them to have second thoughts on it and say, well, okay, let them go on for another 2 months, and at that they'll all have to agree to close down, or we'll shut them down anyway. I'm sure that would satisfy everyone, satisfy Radio Dublin as well, so you never know, it might happen yet. Well, now that it's Christmas, let's have a little look at what used to be Radio Dublin years back. Some of these things, you probably won't remember them. Some of our older listeners maybe would. Have a little listen, see can you recognise a voice.
Now, once again, first year, back on the You think it night and day.
Yes, friends, with Alistair Mack, Jimmy Sinclair, Johnny Day, John Paul, DJ Sylvie, and others too numerous to mention. Of course, not forgetting the captain. And now we press on with Fleetwood Mac.
Well, did you get your notes? Remember the clue I gave was Enoch Powell was, of course, Cozy Powell. Oh, yes, you're too good for me. And the more requests there are one for Christy Keegan, and he wants ELO, that's coming from Damien. Damien, I will try and get ELO here before 11:30, don't worry about that one. And for Susan, who is very lonely, Susan, I believe that she's very, very lonely, and at the moment you're washing the dishes, so when you hear that request, looks like after you won't be washing the dishes, you'll be sweeping them up.
Well, if you're an old listener to radio, you'll maybe recognise some of them names, maybe some of the voices. DJ Sylvie, now a very big name back in 78, 79 in Radio Dublin. The voice there with the list of names, no, you probably won't remember. That's too far back. 1966, Ken Sheehan, the man responsible for the lot of it. Everybody blames me. I have to blame somebody else anyhow for a change. Well, no use taking the honours for having started it all. I didn't. Ken Sheehan and Roger Lloyd, way back in 1966, started off Radio Dublin just as a hobby on a Sunday afternoon, and it continued on for years like that. Yours truly got involved somewhere around 1974. And then it was still a hobby station, Sunday afternoon, sometimes a Wednesday night, Friday night transmissions, whenever there was nothing to do. Up went an aerial, sometimes up on top of a communal aerial systems pylon. I remember doing that once in Cabra. Nearly had heart failure when I looked down. But they were the days of excitement and radio. Raids and all sorts of things had to be put up with. They were a normal hazard of broadcasting. Nothing like that these days, and haven't been for years. Then, of course, we got along to 1978, and, well, then radio took off. I suppose I'm responsible for that end of things. All right. In 1978, well, the end of 77, we decided it was time to turn it into a real radio station. Let's go 24 hours a day and be done with it. And on we went. Well, of course, into 79, February 79, we got raids one after another. No end to the things, but since then, nothing out of the ordinary has happened. The station, no raids since then. Three raids in a very short time in February 79. No success. Equipment lost in one of the raids. The rest of them, well, we got everything back. And the Department of Post and Telegraphs, as it was known then, decided to more or less call it a day. We'd made front page headlines for almost 3 weeks non-stop, so they were really classed as the bad guys. Well, I'm afraid we're back to that kind of situation coming in the coming year, so we're really depending on listeners to help us out there. Nobody can survive court cases where the fines amount to £20,000. Certainly Radio Dublin can't. We have a few little tricks up our sleeves, but we're keeping them for court. We'll see what comes out of that. If we lose, well, we can get by one court case, maybe two. As for paying fines, afraid it's out of the question. But we'll see what comes of a court case first and take it from there. But in the meantime, telephones is about the only way we can hope to persuade politicians to help us out. Ring them, complain if you like, not especially about Radio Dublin, whatever your local station is, if you want it on air after the 31st of December,